Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
If everyone could put their microphones next to their mouth hole, that'd be great.
I don't think that's the song. I think that's a different song. Really?
Yes.
Real? I'm gonna say no.
Okay, can we?
There's no haze.
Can I?
There might be a hay, but I just don't think the tune leading up to the hay was correct.
You both are so.
Y'all ready for this? That's it, right?
You both are so wrong.
Yeah, there's no hay.
Yeah, you're right.
She's gonna play it.
No.
Are we gonna play this entire song for the?
Is it Space Jam? Is that the song you were thinking of? Okay. No, I just.
But not the. Not there's no. I don't remember a hay.
I don't think I know this
song. The part that we're thinking of is in the movie when they're about to play or while they're playing.
Hi.
We'll find out at a later date.
Hi, welcome to Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my gorgeous, amazing, perfect girlfriend, Abby. And then Hello. Her best friend and my current roommate, Devin.
It's me. Hi.
Devin has been on this podcast before where she talked about how she accidentally did meth.
Oh my God. That's right.
What an intro.
If you missed that one, that was a while ago. Go back and find that. It's Accidentally Doing Meth is the title. But today we are just going.
That's the title?
That's the title is Accidentally Doing Meth. But the E is a 3 instead because I didn't want to get flagged on YouTube.
And it worked, so.
It did. Hey, it's not my fault you accidentally did meth.
It's not.
Yeah, it's I didn't do it.
It's my parents' fault.
It's true. You were a teenager, so it is your parents' fault. But today, we're just going to read Am I the Assholes and just talk about them because I figure that's best. Everyone good?
Yeah. Can you hear me? That's what I'm worried about.
You're the top one, babe. So
I know,
I can
see it.
Yeah, if you can see your...
I want it to go a little bit like above the green into like a yellow.
Well,
like, yeah, just like touching the yellow.
Talk louder.
Yours goes so high when you talk.
Yeah, I did theater. I was told to project.
Wait, which one am I? Oh,
you're the middle one.
I'm the middle. Everybody get up. Welcome to the Space Jam.
Oh my gosh, what if that was your intro?
What?
She can't, like, it's copyrighted.
I know, but like a
if
sort
you
of
sing
like
it for me, I can do it.
Wait, what do you mean?
And I have like a maybe like a little xylophone that I play.
Yeah,
and that's
it's
the background.
A remix.
I love that. You need an intro.
I do need an intro, but I'm not musically gifted and I'm cheap, so here I am without an intro.
Wait, have you? Okay, sorry, we're getting
no.
Off
you
track.
Go.
Have you seen the Goofy movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where he goes to college?
Stand out.
I don't remember the soundtrack
Tonight
to the Goofy
the
movie.
Only, dun,
dun, dun, There's something about that movie that
out.
People at our age will die on the hill of loving.
What?
It's
Goofy
that,
movie?
It's that movie.
It is that soundtrack. It is so good.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people also will attribute their first crushes to the characters in that movie.
In the Goofy
You've never
movie?
Heard that?
Who's
what's
in the Goofy
what's
movie?
What's the one girl? The girl. She's like... Wears
Roxanne.
Like pink.
Roxanne.
Yeah. People are always talking about how they realized like they liked girls or when they were a guy and they had their first crush. It was her from the movie.
Okay. Wait, who is he? Because the only cartoon I've ever had a crush on is Jessica Rabbit.
No, No, Roxanne from the Goofy movie. I think her name's Roxanne. I don't know for sure, but she's like a dog. Aren't they dogs?
I don't know. I was gonna say that's my other thing. I'm not attracted to animals, but Jessica Rabbit. Wait, no, she was a person. Her
she
last
was a
name
person.
Was just Rabbit.
Yeah, she was a
Get
person.
Not into animals.
Wait. Oh, I like this though. Who was like the first animated? So you said Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
Who was the first like animated character that you're like, excuse me, ma'am or sir?
Well, that's hard because I watched a lot of Disney
mm-hmm.
and a lot of cartoons growing up. And so because I wasn't like knew my sexuality at that age.
Because it's a lot of talking.
I feel
no
like I
answers.
Well, no, it's hard because if it were like a girl, I didn't know at the time.
Yeah, no, I didn't know at the time either. I was in the closet till
but
I was
like,
29.
I feel like straight.
But like I'm looking back, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I had a tingle and my dingle when I watched that.
Dingle.
My tingle.
No, it was like, oh, yeah, I did have some weird emotional, like, I do remember like being like infatuated with her, mm-hmm. but I couldn't figure out why.
Yeah. And I think for straight people, it's like, oh, yeah, I totally have a crush on her or him.
Yeah. But being a closeted person and being confused about your sexuality, you're like, I have an infatuation with that, but I don't know why.
So mine was Meg from Hercules.
Oh, my gosh. I was okay, there you go. Okay, I'm sorry. Are you fucking serious?
Are you serious?
That's mine.
What do you mean?
Seven, you're straight.
That's fine. I can still have a crush on a female character.
Wait.
I can still have a crush on a female character, be straight.
Yeah.
Devin.
Sexuality
is gonna crack you.
No, if you want to know one thing about Devin, you'll want to know that she always says she wishes she could be gay, but she's not.
Which is, sexuality is not a choice, and she is very much straight. Mm-hmm. But with that sentence, I'm going to ride with it. I'm going to run with it. I'm going to go.
You're going to interrogate me, get a light like above my head. And
okay, wait. Are you saying that was your first like girl crush?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your first boy crush?
Girl crushes are what I said when I had actual crushes, but then try to justify them. Go ahead.
Anyways, who was my first boy crush? Animated character. I feel like if I had more time to think about this, I would have a better answer. Animated.
I don't know.
I
didn't have any male animated.
I liked Kim Possible. I know everyone says Shego, which yeah, she's like the bad girl. She's super hot. But I really liked Kim Possible
mm-hmm.
as well.
I did not. I didn't have a thing for Kim Possible or Shego. And I know that is a huge thing on lesbian TikTok is those two, but I really just, or Shego mainly.
Who's Shego?
The evil one. So,
she's like her arch nemesis.
Oh, and she's
like the black hair with the glow around
green.
Her.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
wears
yeah.
like a bodysuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not into redheads. Or.
Is she redhead or?
Blackheaded. What is that sentence? What do you call someone with black hair?
Someone with black hair?
With black hair.
Wait, there's blondes, brunettes, redheads, black-headed hair. What do you say?
Canceled.
You're canceled.
I don't know.
Hair color. What are you supposed to say?
I love how you were like, guys, just so you know, if you say anything weird, we can cut it out. And it's really
I'm going to have to cut out myself. No, what do you call someone with black hair? Is there an answer?
We can look it up.
I would just say a person with black hair.
But that's the only hair color that's mm-hmm. a natural hair color that you wouldn't.
Yeah, if you were doing it the same as like redheaded,
brunette.
Redheaded is the only one you say redheaded though. You don't say
people used to say ginger, but that's kind of
no. But I'm saying you don't say like blonde headed or brown headed.
Oh yeah, yes, correct.
So it's brunette,
blonde.
Oh, ooh, 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 me, pick me. Norette.
That's not true. Noir.
Like
noir.
Yeah, noirette.
Noirette.
Noirette. So it's like
sounds
brunette.
Wee oui, wee.
Oui. That sounds more offensive than what I said.
Does it?
I don't know.
Oh.
Just no one knows what that is.
Yeah, that's true.
Norette?
Noir.
Noir
is black
don't
in French.
Touch me. I'm mad at you still.
About what? Which part?
That's not a song. I don't know what you're
saying. I said the hey. I said the hey isn't in it.
Oh, okay. Come on
and
slam.
And you can't find it, so.
I need more time.
Anyways.
All right.
Great segue.
Yeah.
Let's get into
who
the next
is an
part
asshole.
Of this.
Are we ready? Why are you scared? You literally.
I don't know because we were talking about. Yeah. Never mind. Go on.
Because we're talking about.
What? I don't know. I feel like this is a trap for me, but it's
I'm
not.
Trapping
it's not.
You.
I know. It's not.
Do you think I'm going to make you realize you're gay or something?
No.
I'll keep my clothes on. Don't worry.
I wish.
Anyways, go on.
All right. Oh, dog of the day is Abby's little tiny dog that I love so
baby
much.
Baby dog. Stupid.
I can't see the camera from here, but I think if I she's do this,
frame.
You can see it.
Baby she's very much dog. In frame.
Hey there, yeah. baby oh. dog. Come to your dad.
Okay. No. All right. Here's the The first one. Am I the asshole for showing text to my roommate that his girlfriend sent me? By the title alone,
can you
what
say
do
that
think?
Again? Are these two
you
men?
Weren't paying attention?
I was.
Okay. Am I the asshole for showing text to my roommate that his girlfriend sent me?
Okay. Well, we need some context.
Okay, so I'll give it to you. I rent a room in a house with my boyfriend and his best friend, Eric. We are all in our 30s and have lived in this house since college. Eric has a girlfriend, around 6 months, who stays over, and her name is Amanda. Amanda does not live with us, though. Last night, we're all Star Wars fans, so we decided to binge watch some episodes and get pizza. Amanda wanted us to use her Disney Plus account, but mine's already logged into the TV in the living room, so we used mine. We get our pizza, snacks, wine, and beer. I left my phone in the bedroom because I like to unplug after work. We get our pizza... Oh, then we get our pizza, wine, snacks, and beer again. And then when I get back to my room, there are pages of texts about how Amanda wants me to stop doing things for her quote-unquote man, including start using her Disney Plus account on our TV instead of mine. I'm not allowed to cook for him, grab things for him, and the list goes on, where she accuses me of flirting with her
this
man.
This is a female roommate. Yeah, see, that's
I was about to ask that question, but I thought I might have missed it.
No.
So I didn't want to ask him to be stupid. Roommate. I was like, so can we clarify that this is a girl who's roommates with a guy?
Yes. Is she,
who
yes,
has a
yes.
boyfriend.
She
a girlfriend.
Is, this chick yeah. is living with her boyfriend, and then they're living with Eric. Eric
okay.
has a girlfriend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 Got it.
This thing is a ridiculous wall of text, and I'm showing this to my boyfriend before he goes to sleep. He said Eric needed to see this. So I screenshotted page after page that Amanda had sent while we were watching the new trilogy, and I sent them to him. I hear them argue, and Amanda slams the door to leave around 3 a.m. I told my coworker about it today, and a few of them thought I was being petty because Amanda has insecurities she needs to work through, and I bullied her about them by sharing her text with her boyfriend. Am I the asshole?
I don't know if she should have sent the texts while they were all together.
Yeah, I would have the next day been like
I was confused.
Hey.
Did she say that while they were all
yes.
sitting watching
so, yeah,
the trilogy?
So Amanda, while they're watching the movie, Amanda decided to text this chick, that the roommate, the girl roommate.
Yeah.
Sent her paragraph after paragraph being
so
like...
So she sent her text while they were all watching a movie.
Yes, and then when the roommate gets to her room, because she left her phone in there, she reads all this and she's like, what the fuck? Shows her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's like, send that to Eric immediately.
Mm.
Well, he didn't say, he just said he needs to see this.
Yeah.
So they screenshot.
No one is watching the movie at this point.
No one's watching. They're all going to bed. They watch the movie. Now they're going to bed.
Okay. And I just meant while they were all talking, weren't they watching the movie?
So Amanda's texting her, the other girl, while
they're watching the movie.
So she's like this and her boyfriend's like, never mind.
Watching a movie.
I won't judge his love for Star Wars. Anyways, go on.
This is a judgment zone, free zone until we judge these people.
Okay.
So possessive girlfriend, I'll call her.
Yeah.
Text.
That sounded like judgment.
Yeah, it is. then they sent it to the boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then they had a fight. Amanda leaves.
I would have waited till the next morning. That's it, period.
But I do not think that she's an asshole for telling.
No, not at all.
We
all would have done the same thing.
Yeah, be like,
girlfriend?
Yeah. Like, you're dating a crazy person.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's also like, I need to address these things then with my roommate. Like,
yeah.
Imagine just if they had sort of like a, it sounds like Amanda, the girlfriend, knew that there was like a routine where maybe the girl roommate was like cooking for Eric or like just doing like, and this was like a normal part of their living everyday thing. And so for the roommate to like all of a sudden just stop doing those things
would be weird
because Amanda told her to stop would be weird and wouldn't feel like very organic. So I would be like, hey, by the way, I have to stop doing these things because Amanda said that it's not appropriate for me
but
to be doing these things.
Also, okay, go. Sorry, go down.
I was going to say, but also... with the person who sent this in and Eric, What's their relationship? Has there been any prior something?
It doesn't
or others?
Say anything. Yeah. I mean, they've all shared that house since college. So for over 10 years, it sounds like. She lives with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So her boyfriend is there. And I remember reading the comments. She said that Amanda thinks that we're flirtatious, but we're not. I have no feelings for him.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have feelings for her.
Yeah. But
well, that's not
I
the roommate's problem.
Saying
it's
log
not.
Out of your Disney Plus and put in mine
yes.
is a little
absurd.
Extreme.
Yes, I totally agree.
How old are I also want to know
they're
how
in
old
their 30s.
They are.
In their
30s. They're all in their 30s. Oh, I missed that. Yeah, I keep missing things. Okay.
They're all
that's
in their 30s.
That's pretty wild. I'm thinking, oh, yes. like 19, 20.
No.
Okay.
They've been in this house together since college. They're in their 30s.
Yeah.
And this has just been their routine. And then Amanda's been in the picture for 6 months.
Yeah, no, Amanda, I'm oh. sorry. You gotta... No,
But
they need to, the boyfriend needs to set the boundaries.
Yes. So, but I don't think the original poster is at all at the wrong. Unless
no,
she's overly
not.
Flirtatious and doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
But this is not the way that Amanda should have gone about it anyway.
I think that Eric secretly has a crush on the OP and.
I love that you know Reddit terms.
I think OP is hot is what it is.
Ooh.
Spicy.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's the end of it. She is attractive.
Yeah.
And she is friends with Eric and they live together, but there's no romantic feelings or intimacy in that way.
But Amanda's insecure about it.
Mm-hmm. 6 month girlfriend comes in and sees this like close friendship and sees that. That she's like cooking for him or whatever and they hang out and watch movies together on her Disney Plus and she's insecure about it.
That thing is so weird to me, like whose yeah. account they're watching it on is a little weird to me. I'd get like hey, please don't feed my boyfriend dinner, like maybe because like I want to do that mm-hmm. and then when I come over to do it he's full or something,
right?
Yeah.
Like hey,
that's a thing.
Yeah.
But like we all use each other's accounts.
Yeah. Well, I got kicked out of your guys' account, so I have no accounts except for your television.
Well, that's because Rachel forgot her login.
I have
and
a
password.
Lot of accounts. I'm using so my dog kids. Walker's account to watch Paramount Plus. Like that, I think, is a weird thing. But yeah, the whole thing is, I don't think we know a lot.
I think,
but I don't think OP is in the wrong unless she's hiding something.
No, I don't think OP is in the wrong. I think Amanda probably has cheating trauma. So
yeah.
She's very, very insecure. Can relate. So.
Oh.
I can, like, I mean, I had insecurity issues with past partners when they were friends with girls.
Yeah.
Because I had also been cheated on by somebody who. I'd been cheated on somebody, like. They
yes.
had cheated with their friend and they were like, it's just a friend. Actually, she's super annoying, but now I'm going to have sex with her.
I'm sorry.
It was
sorry
your fault.
That happened to you.
No, it's fine.
It's
I'm
a sympathetic
saying, podcast is for you.
This is my intervention, yeah. actually.
You have relationship problems. We're here to get over them before you get into your next one.
You have relationship problems. Can that be the title of the episode? Not relevant at all, but it's just
relationship problems.
Yeah, because everyone's yeah. going to assume that it has something to do with Rachel and
yeah,
I,
we're gonna
which
cut
is really
you.
Good clickbait.
We're
going
to cut you out of the thumbnail and just have it be me and Abby.
Just cut me out of the whole podcast. Every time I talk, just like
the
leave
silence.
Me out. Okay, anyway, sorry.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
That was easy.
I think
we
yeah.
all agreed.
Yes, Amanda.
With what context we were given,
yes.
what information we were given.
Mm-hmm. OP,
obviously, there's...
is not the asshole. Amanda's got some things she needs to...
Therapy.
That she needs to therapize.
I bet they're not together anymore.
Oh, I don't know.
OP, tell us. Tell us.
Are there any updates?
This was 6 hours ago. These are
oh
all
fresh. Oh my
gosh,
this is recent.
I actually had one that has already been deleted because it was transphobic. So these are fresh. I got fresh ones for
okay.
you guys. All right? I didn't all want right. this to be stale stuff y'all had heard before. Am I the asshole for not being grateful for what I got? This year, my parents decided to throw a surprise party for my brother's birthday. They got him a cake in the shape of a computer. He's a computer engineer. And my parents had a bakery make this cake for him.
That's so ridiculous.
And got him a small gift. The party was only for intimate family, but I thought it was pretty nice. I, a 23-year-old female, was at college for my birthday. When I returned home, I thought they were going to celebrate my birthday now, but it turns out they're not planning to do anything. I asked why, and they said, your birthday was a month ago. What is the point of celebrating now? Well, the point is that it would make me happy. We argue for a while, and my mom finally decides to bake a cake for me. It was a simple vanilla cake shaped like a circle. I don't even like homemade cakes. And then they gave me a small gift. No surprise party, no personalized cake, nothing. We got into an argument, and they called me an asshole for not being grateful about what I got. Am I the asshole?
No, I think that she, it's, yes, I think that she yes,
23-year-old female.
Yeah. I think she is a little bit of an asshole.
Most people said not an asshole is the consensus on this one.
Okay, well, I'm an only child, so oh. I have siblings.
Yeah, take that with a grain of salt.
No, but I will say, like, I think that parents, when you have multiple children, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt that they didn't mean anything by it.
Okay, so what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
I want to hear the comments first before I...
No.
I feel like that's cheating.
Yeah,
is that cheating?
It's cheating. You have to give your own thoughts.
And then I'll read you the comments after.
What do you think?
No. No, make her answer.
As a child, I'm just going to speak from personal experience, because my parents have four kids. We're all very different ages and very different people. And it's hard for my parents to be equal with us because we all want and expect different things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. But I think nothing should ever be expected from anybody.
Yeah.
But if you communicate your feelings, they shouldn't be shot down. And then
right.
being like, hey, like, I don't think she should have gone in expecting a surprise party.
Yeah.
But if she was, and then she got to be like, well, I would like to celebrate my birthday with my family.
Yeah.
Then they should have been like, okay. And then they would have been like, okay, great. Let's do, I'm so sorry. We didn't even think about it. We thought you were, you know, away at college. You didn't care. It was a mm-hmm. month ago. But like,
and that's the thing too, is you don't know what the parents are thinking. Yeah. Like kind of what you were saying. They don't, there's not a lot of, I'm sure there's no malice in their
yeah.
actions.
But she was saying once I mentioned it, that like, they like argued about it.
Mm.
And we argued for a while. And my mom finally decided to bake me a cake for my birthday. So, right. like, I think the original, like, she shouldn't have gone home, been like, I'm going to walk into a surprise party and a bakery made cake and, you know, everyone's going to be celebrating me.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have expected that to walk in. You can't expect a surprise party that you're just going to be let down because chances are no one's throwing you a surprise party.
Yeah.
But I think once she had said, hey, parents, we didn't get to celebrate my birthday. Can we do that? Then I think her parents should have been like, oh, dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I have thoughts. Okay, first of all, emotionally immature parents, because yes. if you're fighting with somebody's feelings, that means you're just like emotionally immature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second of all, high expectations of what your parents should do based on how they treat your other sibling is, that's a whole thing. You're always going to be let down if you have too high of expectations. Thirdly, if you're mad that somebody baked you a cake because they're like, I don't even like home-baked cakes. It's like, I can't. That's where I lost. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I can't.
Yeah, because like she could have gone down to Vaughn's and grabbed you a cake.
Yeah.
But I think maybe she was trying here. People, but the comments are like, based on your posts and your comments, there is an obvious double standard in your family where your brother gets a special cake on your birthday, but you don't. And it's like from
he,
what she's,
wait didn't he get a cake because it was like a computer cake, which I laughed at because I just think
computer
was
yeah because
so
he's a computer
ridiculous.
Engineer
did he okay so
he's a computer engineer
okay
he's yeah. 28 from what I'm getting
okay
and the comments are saying that the parents blatantly favorite him. I think her as a 23-year-old female, yeah, that's probably true. And if
she probably has, she has
resentment
towards,
yes,
because this is probably not an isolated incident.
No.
Where she has felt like they cater to him and care for him and like him more.
Yes.
Obviously, that's not true, but sometimes actions.
Well, it might be
like,
it might very well be true.
Or it could be true. We don't know anything about the parents.
Yeah. But if you are very, I think like if you realize this, like your parents just favor your sibling more. Okay. You just go distance yourself, put up boundaries and go find, like, you can't just keep expecting them to get over that, or like they're emotionally
I'd
immature.
Say just ride that into the sunset, because then there is zero expectation for you to perform a certain way as the other child.
Yeah, and like it sounds like I assume the parents are emotionally immature.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect them to ever grow up, and like
yeah,
so stop putting expectations on it and then go find happiness somewhere else. Like,
I mean, I think also the, and sorry, I did not speak at all when you guys were talking about that, because I do not understand like sibling dynamics. So I can't say like,
again, oh, only child, if you didn't know.
Because you don't have more kids when the first one's perfect. Anyway,
that's so true.
Well, it makes sense. My parents finally stopped after me.
Oh, yeah, you are the youngest.
Yeah, of four.
Wow.
Your parents kept going after you, baby.
One more. I think they wanted another girl. It's not what they got.
It's not what they got. They got a boy.
They got a boy.
They got an uncle, Noah.
Oh.
Brother Bear.
Oh, we do.
Okay, if you're listening, I love you.
Did we not say his name?
No, Noah's to that now.
Uncle Noah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I would say original poster. Yeah, the OP. The OP. Shouldn't have gone in with expectations. I think kind of everyone's an asshole. I think she shouldn't have gone in with expectations, but the parents didn't. Once she had expressed her feelings, then they took on the asshole role.
Mm-hmm. I think the brother should have stepped in and made the cake. Or
who knows how involved he was in the whole thing.
Where was this guy the whole time?
I don't know.
This engineer.
I don't know.
Does he live at home with
his parents? Engineering?
Probably. I don't know. I didn't read.
He
should
have been engineering a fucking birthday party for his sister. Okay.
The whole thing is just kind of, I think we need to know more information, and I could read all of these comments, but I don't really want to. But the majority of the people are saying not an asshole.
Well, you
and
know, what's interesting too is you don't really know because it is one side of the story. And if the person that's writing it thinks that, I mean, they're kind of coming into it. If they're asking, am I the asshole? There's kind of like a understanding that they're questioning that, but they're also writing.
Yeah.
Their thoughts and feelings.
Their bias.
And their bias. Yeah. So you're just reading what they felt the experience was for them. So you're probably going to side with them.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yes.
Not me.
But a lot of these people commenting on it are people who very much felt favoritism from their parents. Towards
their
siblings.
So they're projecting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very much so. All right. Am I the asshole for not paying my boyfriend back after he didn't get me the right birthday cake? So,
for not paying my boyfriend back,
why isn't your boyfriend buying you a birthday cake? Are you buying?
So that's what I originally thought. She's not paying back for the cake. He bought her.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I originally thought that too. I was like, yeah, what? Okay, so here it goes. I definitely have a bit of a complex about this kind of stuff because of how I grew up.
Trauma.
Always with my siblings getting what they asked for, while I almost never did, and generally feeling like I never, quote unquote, get my turn at things. So it will be helpful to know if I'm justified or overreacting. Okay, she's trying to be self-aware, everyone. She's trying.
So she admits that she has a complex of some sort.
Yes.
Based on her childhood.
Yes. And she's like, before I go react even more, I didn't know if I'm cool or not. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 10 months, and it was my birthday yesterday. I put a lot of effort into birthdays, including his, and was pretty excited about it for the last month or so. Just because you do things doesn't mean other people need to do them. I will state that real quick. There's a local bakery that makes really good looking pineapple upside down cakes.
My favorite.
I know, they're delicious.
Nasty.
Go away.
What the fuck? Nasty. I don't like fruit in my dessert. Anyways,
I love fruit in my dessert. My favorite desserts, pineapple upside down cake, fruit tart.
Do you know how much dessert you're excluding? From
all the bad ones.
Donuts that are filled with jelly?
Absolutely.
Oh, do you know how much shit you're gonna get on this podcast for saying shit?
That's fine. I feel confident in my opinion. No one's gonna.
You know what? Also will get other people that like what you're saying.
Yeah,
but preferences are preferences. Like, you can't judge someone on their preference.
Normally not, but right now I'm feeling feisty. So
okay.
Sriracha. Wait, have you had a fruit tart?
No.
Fruit tarts are delicious.
The closest thing I'll get is like angel food cake with strawberry shortcake. Yeah. Or is that what strawberry shortcake is?
Yeah, strawberry shortcakes are good, but
I'd rather have like a chocolate cake or like.
Okay. Wait, when you get Froyo, do you put fruit on it?
Absolutely not. It ruins it.
That's the reason I go for Froyo.
Let us know what you guys think about that. I've never heard that before, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel that way.
I'm going to put a poll on my Snapchat and my Instagram. Should fruit be involved in dessert?
And dessert. That's going to be so hard.
Snoop is howling.
Guard dog.
All right. So anyway.
Dog.
Anyway, sorry.
She likes this bakery. She sees there's a bakery. She's eyeing this pineapple upside down cake. All right. I have been really wanting to try it, and I have been saving it for my birthday. About a month in advance, I told my boyfriend that my birthday was coming up and gave him a few activity ideas and told him that I didn't need a gift, but I really wanted a pineapple upside down cake from this local bakery. And he said, sure. Okay, girls, she's telling him what she wants.
She said, what, a month in advance?
Yeah. Yes.
Does she know me? Hey, it's my birthday next month. I was thinking.
She's making sure she's giving him advance notice.
And she cares a lot about this kind of stuff.
Now, I know this probably was annoying, but I did mention the specific cake several times, even before last month. Like, we would drive by the bakery and I'd say something like, oh, that's the place with the pineapple upside down cake that I want to have for my birthday. I wasn't deliberately hammering the point home or anything, or aware that I was going to end up in a cake-centered conflict, but there were a couple occasions where it came up. And then a week before my birthday, I texted him a reminder about the cake so that he would have the bakery info at hand. This girl wants her motherfucking cake.
Wait, why can't she do it for herself?
I think she really wants someone to do it for her. She said earlier that, like, she never gets what she wants from her family. And so I think she's hoping, like, with her chosen family, that she's like, this is what I want. Please just do this.
Yeah, like, it just kind of feels like by force she's doing it herself to make him do it.
Like, yeah, but it's
how,
like,
genuine it actually is that.
I don't know. I've learned through my life, if I want something, I got to just do it for myself. And I shouldn't expect anyone to ever do it for me. It is nice, though, to have a partner who is willing to do those things, though.
Yeah.
And I think she's like, he's probably like asked her what she's wanted for her birthday. And she's like, this. Like, she's made it clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday rolls around, her birthday, and my boyfriend comes over to my apartment and gives me a gift, which is a Kindle. Not a bad gift, because I know there's expensive, but not something particularly relevant to me either. This girl doesn't fucking read, which is totally fine, but he gave her a Kindle. Then he says, let's have cake, and presents what y'all know by now is not the pineapple upside down cake, but a regular grocery store cake with frosting balloons. Ew, that is the worst kind of cake to me.
Okay. Okay, that's
vanilla cake horrible. With vanilla buttercream. You guys, I was legitimately sad. If I knew he was going to drop the ball on this, I would have just gotten the pineapple upside down cake a month ago by myself instead of waiting. I was on the verge of tears because of not getting the one thing I actually wanted, which was this stupid cake. So I told him I was very disappointed and that he should just go home. He had two tickets to a comedy show for that night, and one ended up going to waste because I didn't attend. Now he's annoyed because it was, of course, quote unquote, just a cake, and wants me to reimburse the cost of the wasted comedy ticket. It was only $30, but I'm bristling at the principle of it and said I didn't owe him the money. He just Venmo requested me for $30. Am I the asshole if I don't pay? What do we feel?
Oh, this is so messy.
It's so messy.
I'm speechless that he didn't pick up on that. Did he really not?
It wasn't even a pickup. She texted him a week before her birthday and said, here's the bakery of the pineapple upside down.
I wonder, well, I don't know. You don't know, but I wonder if he said to her, like, I know, babe, I know you wanted this cake, but ..
Like, I was busy with work.
But I was busy, or but it was closed, or but it was a little bit too expensive.
If he had a reasoning for not getting it.
Yeah, I wish she would have said, I'm sure she asked him. Or I'm sure he explained then, like, I know this isn't the cake. I mean, I would assume that if he would know.
I can only speak for how I would react as him. Obviously, I would have pre-ordered this cake for you 7 years in advance. But if I couldn't go get that pineapple episode, like, if they were closed, if I had, like, a work emergency and I was like, fuck, I was supposed to pick this up today. They're closed by the time I get off work. I would have somehow at least gotten you a pineapple upside down cake.
You would have made it yourself.
I would have made it myself. I would have fucking became a baker and made it my goddamn
you
self.
You are good at baking.
Thank you. I do like baking.
Or at least if that was the case, which we all know this is not the case, because I'm going to assume that everybody knows a man. And so they can understand how this would happen. But
No.
Yes.
She told him many times.
So, I think sometimes, and I'm not sticking up for this man fucked up. He wasn't listening. He didn't care. There's obviously resentment. I can just sense this, like, if you don't care, like, there's issues. Like, issues are happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if your partner says something like, hey, I want this, it's like, why don't you listen?
And with the Kindle, it's like, those are not cheap.
So yeah, but she also said it's not relevant to her.
And she said she doesn't want a gift.
I don't want a gift, and this is not, and the gift wasn't relevant to her. There are men in our midst who blatantly just do not care when the woman expresses what she wants and just says, get it yourself. I'm going to get you what I want to get you.
Yeah, they don't value like what you want. So I can see that. It's like she said what she wanted. She wanted this like fancy pineapple upside down cake. And the boyfriend's like, it's just a cake. Like, he doesn't see why she values it. So he's just like, well, I'll just get her this other cake and it'll be the same. Like, she won't even notice the difference because that's how men's brains work.
I think that's really selfish.
It is. Of course. I'm not sticking up for them at all.
I know you're not. But I also, yeah, it's just like.
All of them.
Because the way you explain it makes so much sense. It's like, they might think, well, it's just a cake.
Yeah.
I don't understand why she wants that cake. So if it doesn't make sense to them,
mm-hmm.
then they don't need to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't do things for other people because it makes sense to you.
Yeah. Yep.
It's what that person wants.
Yeah, that's why it's for them.
It's for them.
It's not for yourself. If I'm getting you a birthday present, it's for you.
If you're
not
like,
for me.
If you're like, that's dumb that Abby wants that thing. I'm not going to get her that.
Yeah. Never. Can you imagine?
That is so silly.
Can you fucking imagine if I was like, no, I don't like that thing, so I'm not getting it for you? Fuck no.
I just think that's really selfish. But, I mean, this is just generalizing.
How she reacted. Was she the asshole? Telling him to leave, not going to the comedy show, and then not reimbursing the ticket.
Okay, so I'm going to say not reimbursing the ticket is an asshole. I think at the very least she should have reimbursed the ticket because he bought something that they were supposed to do and she said she shouldn't go or she wouldn't go. But also she's not the asshole for the situation. I mean, obviously she should have explained like her side very calmly saying like, hey, I actually something that I learned in therapy. You ask questions. Be like, hey, so I had mentioned like I really wanted this pineapple upside down cake. Is there a reason why like you did? And like try to like dig in deeper instead of just going to like, he doesn't give a fuck about me and like going into that spiral and then not going to the concert and then being like, well, I shouldn't have to pay because I didn't go to an obligation. Like you can't just, I mean, at least for me, I like when I'm in a relationship, I am pretty fair about finances. Like I like to be pretty equal. So if I can't go to something, then and he can't find somebody else to go to the show, then it's like, yeah, that's my responsibility. I can't just expect somebody to eat that.
Yeah, I think he is an asshole for not getting the cake.
Yes.
I think she threw a little bit too much of a okay, relax.
I'm dying.
All right. Well, Devin dies. No.
We have a sponsor. Sponsor!
Sponsor! Sponsor!
Home Chef. Home Chef is our sponsor for today. I personally always love to talk about what we should have for dinner. But then, like most people, that question turns daunting. And inevitably, we always end up ordering takeout because we take so long to figure out what we want to eat that by the time we figure it out, it's too late to start cooking. And even when you order food, it never is super satisfying. And it wastes so much money. So if you'd rather have a home-cooked meal without the dread of the what should we have for dinner question and planning ahead and going grocery shopping, then Home Chef is the perfect answer for you because they make it easy and they save you money. They do this while still having fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes delivered right to your doorstep. It couldn't get easier than that. And they have multiple options, whether you prefer a classic meal kit with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, or speedy, really quick recipes for less than 30 minutes. There are oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients or microwavable meals that assemble in minutes, which is usually my go-to. They have you and your whole family covered. And if you're like me and have a particular dietary need, don't worry. They have 30 options a week that serve different dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. And for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus a free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/Rachel. That's homechef.com/Rachel for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/Rachel. You must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert. But that's for life. Skims. Skims is our sponsor for today. I know that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've had problems with it, whether it's the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for almost a year now, and I just now tried another one of their t-shirts, and I cannot stress this enough. It is the softest t-shirt I have ever owned. Or touched. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I love wearing my boyfriend t-shirt in Onyx that I got from Skims. I grab it every time I want to wear something casual, but also I can dress it up for a night out, and I absolutely love it. So if you want to, and you should, shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And we're back. All right. We all peed. All three of us. Not together. Well. All right. So the pineapple upside down cake is where we ended. He's an idiot. She might have slightly overreacted. I don't think she needed to pay him back for the ticket, though.
Oh.
He bought her a ticket for her. She can use it if she wants or not.
They were supposed to go together. But, like, even I feel like that was just maybe he deserved that because of what, like, what did you expect, dude?
I genuinely, unless the ticket was, like, $500, I think he is being petty now. I don't think she needs to pay it back. But I think she might. I don't think she should have, like, kicked him out. I think she should have gone. But the fact that she didn't doesn't mean she needs to pay it back.
I think that I am brainwashed by patriarchal society, so I'm not a good. I'm not a good insight into this conversation.
Let's get that written down, please.
I'm brainwashed
by patriarchal society.
Yeah,
I'm working on it.
All right,
we're working on internalized misogyny.
Yeah,
in this podcast,
it's hard. All right. Am I the asshole for not letting my girlfriend use the same perfume as me? This is a lesbian couple.
I was going to say it's too. Okay.
I love this.
My girlfriend and I are in our mid-20s and have been together for 4 years. I passed a milestone birthday and I figured it was time to start feeling like a grown-up and find my own signature scent. I have really strong sensory memories of my mother's perfume when I was a child, and I want to have a single scent to wear that will create scent memories for those around me.
Scent memories.
That is an odd desire, but that's fine.
She has mommy issues.
Insecure. Mm-hmm.
I have bought at least 20 samples of perfumes to try out, and finally, I found a perfect one. It smells amazing and is so special, like warm grass and spicy herbal flowers on a summer day.
I don't like the warm grass.
Yeah. I just love how she described it. Like, she's really thought about this scent.
Yeah.
She wants it to be a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it totally captures my personality and I love it. However, my girlfriend loves it too and asked if she could try it on for a few days after I got it. I let her use it to test it out, but now she wears it every day. This stuff is not cheap, but more than that, I wanted it to be for my personal use. So I told her I didn't want her using it anymore. She got super mad at me and said that the perfume isn't a big deal and why shouldn't she use it if she likes it too. I explained that I invested a lot of time and money into finding this perfume and I want to use it for myself and not share. She told me I was immature for not sharing. Am I the asshole for wanting to keep this scent to myself?
No, you're not. Just explain to her why. And if she loves you, she'll understand.
I think perfume is like the one thing you and I don't share.
Yes, and if we wanted to, I mean, if you said, like, I'm very attached to mine. I've had it since 2016.
She knows the date.
Well, because I remember when I got it.
Oh.
My best friend's wedding. She gave it to me. So okay. I remember when that was. Actually, it was 2017. Sorry.
Devin, you're married?
Anyways.
Who is she?
I think I would be a little upset. Just because I'm like, well, I've had this perfume for a really long time. It means a lot to me to be mine. And if I explained that to my partner and said it like that, then I think like you would understand what OP was saying was she said, like, I don't want you to use it. And the girlfriend was like, well,
I don't understand. Like,
and also like the way that the girlfriend responded, I'm like, did she actually say it? Like no one talks like that. Like what did it say? What she responded, I'm like, no one actually says that. I'm sure she didn't actually say it.
She
like
told
that.
Me I was immature for not sharing. Oh, wait, I explained
before that.
She got super mad at me and said the perfume isn't a big deal. And why shouldn't she use it if she likes it, too?
OK, so what did OP say?
Right, I explained that I invested a lot of time and money into finding the perfume and I want to use it for myself and not share. She told me I was immature for not sharing.
I don't actually feel like that's probably how the conversation went, to be honest.
No,
that sounds very like.
I think it's weird to share a scent. I think it's like because when I smell your perfume, I think of you,
mm-hmm.
and like I like that. I'm like that's your scent, and I like being attracted to your scent. I don't want it to be my scent. I think it's weird. I think it's really weird to want a signature scent to make scent memories of people. That's just weird on its own.
Well, like, and she said it has nothing to do with her mom, so that's a whole other thing. Like. And that's what I'm saying. If she explained that to her partner, like, well, I have this thing because of my mom. Like, I really was fond of the way I always remember her because of her smell. I want to, like, have that for myself with other people. I would be as the other person, I'd be like, oh, okay, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll find my own scent. There's a trillion scents out there.
There was a while where I was trying to find a new perfume. You have yours. And I was like, I want to find one. And I went through several different bottles and I finally found one that I like. And it's just like, that's part of it. It does suck to do that.
Yeah, it's just a scent. Like, the girlfriend, like, get over it. It's not going to be the only scent that you like.
I think.
Your girlfriend found it first, so.
I think then you can be
move
like.
Move on.
You found a really good scent. I think the girlfriend that was using the perfume should have been like, okay, I think it's weird, but that's fine. Will you help me find a scent then?
Yeah.
Because I do that. Like, I was struggling and I was like, help me. Like, I don't get mad at you and steal your perfume. I go, help me find mine, please. So, like.
What do you think over there?
Yeah.
I'm not speaking because I don't wear perfume.
What do you wear?
Oh, my God. That's your deodorant? Natural scent.
It's my natural
Is that how you
musk.
Attract all the men?
With my pheromones.
Pheromones?
Yeah, with my natural pheromones.
Wait, you really? Yeah, you don't. I never actually. Now I can realize that I don't remember you ever having, like, an actual scent, except for, like, maybe your laundry.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't wear perfume. I don't.
Is there
like
a reason?
It. I don't like. I don't know. This is gonna make me sound so granola, but I'm like, people should just smell like people.
Well, you think? You
I don't
like
think you
skin?
Should fake a smell.
So,
like,
do you want people to just like
wait.
Smell like BO?
Yeah. Wait. Well, what is your deodorant scented like?
Lavender.
You're a freaking hypocrite. Hypocrite. I was saying freaking. I was like, wait, I can cuss
I'm
on
a
this.
Hypocrite.
You're a fucking hypocrite.
Maybe it's possible.
No, that is a yes.
But I'm not wearing like a perfume. Like I'm wearing deodorant. I'm not wearing like a perfume that it smells like I'm adding a scent to it. Because do you wear deodorant that smells has a scent to it?
No,
you don't wear deodorant at all.
Salt.
You're smelly.
We have a salt
you're
stick.
Smelly.
We have a salt stick. Thank you very much.
Okay, the fact that anybody can use those salt sticks, then they
no,
work well.
I will give you $100. To use this salt stick.
No, I've used it. I know exactly which one you're talking
nope.
about. Yep.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No.
I've been in your bathroom.
Girl, you
I
stank.
Live with you.
No, because Rachel and I sweat a lot.
I sweat and I stink. And I'm hairy. I'm all the gross things, but I've handled it well.
Yeah, no. The deodorant that I have, it works well. It does smell like lavender, but I do not
people
wear
should
additional...
smell like people, as in lavender.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I can admit when I said something wrong. I forgot that my deodorant had a scent to it. But I think that I've had so many. I think because I'm deaf in one ear, all my other senses.
She always has to bring that up.
Hang on.
It's so convenient.
I'm just saying all my other senses are heightened. So like when people have really like putrid.
Oh, you just don't like perfume?
It has to be like so like. What?
My mom, oh no! Now smell? I'm insecure. What do you think about mine?
No, yours doesn't bother me.
We don't pile it on.
Yeah,
and we also don't wear it every day. We only
do
wear it when we're going out.
Do you smell mine? Can you smell mine?
I can't think of what it smells like.
Okay.
What do you chewing on?
It smells like goodness.
My mints.
Oh yeah, sorry.
My mom hates perfume. So like if people are wearing it, she like gags.
Oh,
even
yeah,
if it's
not
a
like
good
that.
Smelling one. So I understand when people don't like it. That's fine.
I don't know. I just think like when I think of people that wear perfume, I think of like what this girl is talking about, where it's like, I want to leave like scent memories. It's like, why do you want people thinking about you when you walk away based on how you smell?
I just like it when I hug people and they go, you smell good.
Interesting.
Because okay. I like to bring happiness to people's lives.
We have to remember this story specifically is pertaining to this girl has trauma from losing her mother.
Yeah.
So
right.
Let's just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
That she's doing all of this because she misses her mommy.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's sad.
Yeah, I think.
Well, I'm just saying that's the reality. She started with it, with mm-hmm. it. That being the preface of the yeah. story was she wants to do what her mom did. And like, she just is
also
misses her mom.
If yeah. this chick doesn't want to share her perfume, she doesn't have to fucking share her perfume.
I totally agree.
I just would say, explain
that.
To your partner.
Yes.
This is why. Your partner should then say, I understand.
Yeah.
And then you move on from there.
And if she doesn't understand, she can be like, okay, thank you for telling me. And if she doesn't understand it, oh, well, just go get your own fucking perfume.
Can we boil every single one of these am I an asshole down to lack of communication skills
yes.
between the
That's
two
what
people?
Except for
the pineapple story.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, she communicated.
You could not have communicated more to that man.
No. All right. Let's do, I think we have time for one more. It depends how long we talk about it.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for not warning my classmate that my friend is a lesbian and then letting him be publicly humiliated?
Uh-oh. I like this already.
I don't know how to post like this, so I'll just get into it. I, a 17-year-old female, am in a class with my friend Hannah, also a 17-year-old female. Hannah is a lesbian. Zero interest or attraction to men at all. Praise Jesus. The other day, Hannah was homesick, and the guy who sits next to me, Mason, a 16-year-old male, approached me about Hannah. We talked a little bit before and were kind of friends. He has a bunch of weird questions, nothing sexual, just questions about her hobbies, interests, does she play sports, is she in any clubs, stuff like that. I gave vague but honest answers. Then he asked if she was single, and that's when I caught on. In the moment, I had a mini panic attack. Hannah doesn't really try to hide her sexuality, but isn't super open about it either. I didn't want to out her, but I didn't want her to have to deal with this rando. I love teenagers.
I actually love this girl so
much. I know. Same. I ended up just telling him that he's definitely not her type. The bell rang, so we both went on to our next classes, and I hope to God he took the hint. Spoiler alert, he didn't. Today, while students were still milling about before class, he got down on one knee and asked her to go to the movies this Saturday. The whole class was silent for a moment before she said, "No, I'm sorry, I'm just not interested." Mason said, "But why? I'm a great guy. I swear, I'll be a good time. I promise."
I'm a nice guy.
Hannah, Mason, you know I'm a lesbian, right? The whole class burst out in laughter, and Mason sulked back to his seat. He started crying and sat down. That's when class started. After, Mason came up to me and told me that I'm an asshole for not warning him that she was a lesbian. That if he had known, he never would have asked her out. Another kid that is Mason's close friend came up to back him up. At first, I was sure I was in the right, but now I am not so sure. No.
This is so easy. Everyone literally listening to this will know the answer to this. I don't even feel like we need to talk about it.
She's not even a little bit of an asshole.
Nope.
She said, "You are not her type." No ifs, ands, or buts. She said that. And then, who the fuck gets down? I don't even get down on one knee to ask you.
Can we also just talk about how he asked her and she said no, and he replied with why? Like she said no.
No,
and that wasn't enough for him.
No, then he started negotiating.
"Well, I'm a good guy.
It'll be good. It'll be fun."
It's like, that's on you, bro. Like,
yeah.
You didn't take no for an answer. No one was trying to embarrass you.
Yeah.
Nobody told you to go down on one knee in front of her,
yes.
in front of the whole class.
Yep.
You decided that.
You decided to make it a public statement.
You got rejected and embarrassed, and so you are projecting your emotions onto everyone else,
mm-hmm.
and blaming everyone else for what the fuck you did.
Yes. Also,
that's an easy one.
Who the fuck asks someone out unless you're at like a... No, you talk to someone first.
Yeah.
And see if there's a vibe. See if they're open to it. Like, you just don't... Unless it's like you're drunk at a bar, then you know, you go cold up to someone. But even then, you've probably made eyes at them.
Yeah, but we do have to remember he is 17 and this is a character building experience for him. Humiliation is good.
No,
for
I don't think he's going to learn from this.
No, he will. He will.
He in his mind, he's going to construe it to women are assholes.
Well, actually, yes, because he immediately thought, well, it's
the friend's
my
fault.
My friend's fault. Yeah, my friend's fault for this. And so he immediately was like being the victim. But I mean, he'll never forget that and he'll never do that again. I promise you that.
But yeah, but which sucks always... for someone that really does like him and would maybe would like grand gestures like for like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just no more grand gestures for him.
No. Well, he should have sussed the situation more. Heard when the friend was like, you're not her type. Like if I was like interested in someone and their best friend was like, you are not their type, I'd be like, OK, but I'm out.
Yeah. Or like shoot your shot and
why.
Expect.
Yeah. No, follow up with why. Like I would immediately be like, oh, why?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I would say it.
Yeah.
And they would say, well, because you're blonde or because you're a girl or because. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But like for him to not even maybe even ask.
He doesn't care.
I think he immediately took that as a hit and was like, well, I'm going to prove her wrong.
Mm. Yeah, probably.
Like, she said, oh, you're not her type.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I'm going to go figure it out for myself. But
high
I
risk,
also,
high reward, but also high.
Yeah. Like, embarrassment.
Yeah, like you like
nobody told you to do that.
No. He's 17 though. His brain is not fully developed.
He's 16. That's, the girls are 17.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we're talking about children. We're talking about children.
This is why I hate romantic movies, cuz they teach people to do these grand romantic gestures that
don't
are
you,
not going to work out for them in
don't
the
you
end.
Hate on the things I love.
I love romantic comedies. They're my guilty pleasure.
Okay, then why did you say you hate them?
Because I do hate them in the fact that I have to look at them objectively and say these are terrible for society. They
don't
are
say this.
Every relationship is extremely toxic.
I know.
And it's all grand gestures. Yeah. We have to go through something terrible before we can love each other.
Yeah.
Which is false.
But I love
I talked
grand
to my therapist
gestures.
About this.
You did?
Well, we have talked about it in general. It's okay. Just like glorifying the if it's not passionate, it's not real.
Mm. Yeah.
Like if you're not fighting every day or you're not being as the most passionate couple, then it's not real. Or it's not
tumultuous. Like if it's not tumultuous,
if it's not unhealthy, then yeah. It's not real. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I just don't like that, because I had a lot of like past relationships that were like that, and then it
toxic.
Gets your brain all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the toxicity is just not good. But that's what like that is what society teaches us.
Yes.
Is that like do those grand gestures, tell them you love them like right
yeah.
away, and like it has to be
do it in front of everybody
fiery and
yeah,
yeah.
No,
it makes me think of those like I would die if someone did like a public proposal.
Oh yeah,
have
oh
you
gosh.
Seen those?
I want every person.
Oh,
that
no.
Devin
wants I want to it to be on TV.
Devin wants the attention.
I want the attention, Dad.
But like, do you see the ones where the girl is like, I don't want to say yes.
Oh yeah,
but
no,
they feel obligated. Like
yeah,
like what is that? That's like the same thing. It's like, well, if I do it in front of everyone, they'll have to say yes.
That's my other thing is why are people proposing without having the conversation
yeah.
beforehand? Like the girl's got like, or the girl or the guy, whoever is going to get proposed to, has to give the proposer a green light.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, if you're going around willy nilly, just being like, she'll say yes without, or he'll say yes without even thinking about it, that's.
But
not.
That's the romantic comedy. It's like.
It's
she
just
has to
comedy.
Be surprised. She has to be surprised. Like people don't realize that you should like have conversations about it, and like the surprise should
yes.
be you don't know when it's going to happen, but like you know you're both on the same page.
That's why yeah. those movies are toxic.
Yeah,
and in every single one, they have to have this massive fight before they realize that they love each other, and that's bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah. I hate that shit.
I also just don't. I'm going back to the story. I don't like that he didn't take no for an answer.
No,
yeah.
Because
that
he
made
she,
me very angry.
She very politely and like respectfully, without embarrassing in front of everyone, even though she could have.
Yes,
said, I'm just not interested. Like, what a as a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
To also, she's being embarrassed. By the way, she's
yeah.
being like spotlight on her for a second.
Yeah.
To someone that she doesn't even like. Like,
yeah.
ew. Imagine being in that situation.
Yeah.
Where, like this. Weird boy is like doing this in front of you and you're gay or like you're totally not interested in him, and so everyone's looking at you like
yeah
way to put her in a really uncomfortable position.
And even in that moment of like not having any room to think.
Yeah.
She went with her gut reaction, which was to say, I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
And he pushed it even further.
And they
like, I just don't, that is so yucky.
I just don't understand how he asked her, why he asked her out, because they clearly don't know each other at all.
Yeah, because he had to ask the friend.
Like what she, like, is she in clubs?
All the questions.
Yeah. I'm like, so you just had,
I think he just thought she was cute.
Yeah, talk to her.
But they're 17. Like,
that to me though, 17 isn't that young. Like to be doing, to have like mental understandings. Like I would think seventh grade this would be happening.
Yes.
Like, so what is she like? Does she like the color blue? Like,
yeah.
Does she like go to the movies? What kind of movies does she like? Asking the best friend that, and then like getting down on one knee and be like, will you go to the movies with me?
Yeah.
That's not what 17 year olds do. Do you remember anyone in...
No.
At senior year doing some shit like that?
Yeah, junior and senior year,
that's
we were
insane.
All talking to each other.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, no one was officially asking anyone out. Everyone was just talking.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I think they're dating now.
Like, that would just be so embarrassing. Like, are you sure it said 16 and 17?
Yes.
This, I keep thinking in my brain that it's like middle school.
No. That's what it was. So.
Wow. Snoop is barking.
I don't know if they can hear it.
No, sorry.
He's
it's picking up on my mic.
Oh, it is? Do it again, Snoop. Wow, he did that on cue for me.
Yeah, that was kind of silly. Snoopus.
All right, I think that's it for today, though. We didn't get through many, but I liked the conversations we had in between.
It's mind-blowing that people like to listen to this. Do you guys actually like listening to us talk? That's crazy.
You like listening to podcasts?
Yeah, Dad.
I know, but like,
Dad, you like
myself?
We have conversations. Do you not like our conversations?
People like me.
I'm not listening to them.
She basically said, I'm so surprised people like Rachel and
has a career.
No, that's not what I'm saying. The three of us, I'm saying, talking about what we're talking about, I'm like, are people going to listen to this? And be like, yeah, this is so entertaining.
People like to hear stories. Well, one, people like to hear Am I the Asshole shit. And then people like to hear other people's perspectives on it.
I just really hope that we entertain you guys. I think that's what I really wanted
too.
To say.
All right. Please subscribe and follow us on whatever you're currently listening to us on. Like us everywhere. I love you guys. Thanks for watching. Tune in for our next episode and make sure you check out my merch in the description down below. I love you guys and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. Wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.